everybody. Welcome to Delta Flodge Outdoors. Today, I don't even know if I'm going to end up adding an intro to this. I'm just talking off the cuff, like, tired. You know, like I said, I work most of the week about 400 miles one way from the house, drive back and forth, from drive out on Sunday, come back on Friday, sometimes earlier in the week. It just depends on it. So I feel like I am just burning the candle at both ends, and sometimes in the middle, I want to get some, just sit down and talk to y'all, man. Like, I did a little bit of scouting here at my place. It's about the only thing productive I did the weekend. I feel like, you know, just run down and tired. Y'all all get it. Here it is, you know, a week from April. Turkey season's about 16 and 7, 23, 24 days out, I believe, for where I'm at. But, I mean, shit. It's already April, 2024. Haven't got a damn thing done is what I feel like. I've got to work on the boys' box, like the kids. I say boys because they're the oldest, and, you know, I don't think about, you know, I know my little girl's not old enough to hunt yet, so I don't really, when I say boys, I mean all three kids. Boxed in. We got the platform built a few weeks ago, and that's where we're still at. Haven't been able to work on it. Just so hopefully this week when I get in, like, I feel a little better and I'm not just wore out and my mind going 150 miles an hour. But it's like, I gotta go over to the panhandle, and it's supposed to snow tomorrow again. Like, that place gets, for Louisiana boy, their 2 to 3 inches of snow is a lot. Like, you know, it's like, I moved to Oklahoma, you know, myself and the family moved to Oklahoma August of 22. And I think I can honestly say, since August of 22 to now, I have seen more snow than it ever snowed in my whole entire 37 years of living in South Louisiana. Like, sometimes, if y'all look it up, I won't bore you with the story if you don't know it, but there's an old joke, the southerner moves north. I haven't got to that stage because I'm not far enough north to have that many issues with snow, but if I move that far, like, I could get it, because, like, I had a conversation with a company a couple weeks ago that was located in Illinois, and I was like, nah, I get some more snow than I get now. It's not happening. So with that, back into, you know, I need to work on the boys, the kids' box stand. I've got all the 3/4 of the materials here to get all the walls studded up and built in and get the roof on it. Then start working on the inside. Like I said, I don't want to post any picture. I won't post any pictures or anything until I'm done, but it's going to be, the design we're going with is an 8x12, which is massive. And it doesn't sound that big until you lay it out and you look at it and you're like, holy shit. So we'll get the walls up and everything. Then once we do the inside, we're going to put, it'll have a full-size, probably 30 to 32-inch door on the back to get in and out with a little platform and everything. So make that easy, simple, in and out. It's 4 foot off the ground. Doesn't need to be high. I could have literally set it on the ground where I've got it at my place, but I was putting it in the air a little bit to help keep snakes from deciding they need to be warm. So it'll get, once we get that all up and everything, I'm putting a horizontal, like 1 foot tall, 3 foot long window in the front, then 2 1x1 windows on each end of it. And on the left, I don't really need a window on the left. But I'll probably put a 1x1 window on the left and a 1x1 on the right, because the way it's set up, I don't need side windows. Like, it's, once I post pictures, you'll understand. And it's actually, the owner I bought the property from has a ladder stand. He'd left some ladder stands up, and one of his ladder stands I've got to take down. As you'll be looking at it straight out of the box stand. So he hunted it the same way, just from a ladder stand, and it's kind of funny. The trail the deer are coming out on, it's like they come up just to the, if you're sitting in that tree, would be to your left, and I guarantee you they come up, look up in that stand, see if anybody's there, because of where they're coming out. I need to put a camera there to really see what it does, to see if they're like, to look at that. I have some cameras out there. We've got some deer coming in and everything. And so, and we've got a feeder, which I need to fill back up. I checked it yesterday. It's low. I'll probably fill it back up this weekend, which is, we put it out and I don't know, a couple months ago, and had about 400 pounds of feed in it. Some of our stuff here, some DFO brand stuff that we're working on. It's actually not something I've ever concocted before. It's a new one we're trying out, and it seems to be working pretty good. Their spring food plot's coming up. I actually was able to get some stuff in the ground for it. It's coming up, greening up. So all in all, there's, it's going to be, you know, we're just building a stand in the back area where I hunt. And the draw that comes through, I've got some, you know, all my bucks have shedded, but I've got some good bodied bucks coming through there still, which is our norm for that. Hopefully it stays that way. And, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 does at a time, just like on their stand, you get multiple does. So once we get that built, you know, get some time, don't feel like shit, we'll get that worked on and, go from there. Like I said, I scouted around a little bit yesterday. I'm probably going to have to set some coyote traps. I'm seeing a few coyote dens I don't like. Killed a couple since we got the place. I haven't saw any more since I killed those two. But they're still around here. Like, one got my neighbor's calf the other day from, you know, what I was told. But so, got one of the calves. But we haven't... You know, my wife has a pair of those Great Pyrenees, and like, you don't really realize how massive those dogs are until you have a 2-year-old Australian Shepherd standing beside a 1-year-old Great Pyrenees, and you're like, ew, it's a big dog. So, those help a lot, and with keeping the coyotes pretty much away from our place, because they bounce around. They'll go out there and hang out with the horses, they'll go over there and lay down by the goat pen and chickens and everything. It's, you know, so they take care of the place. They actually killed one of the coyotes. I killed one, and they killed one of the others, which is kind of crazy. Like, 2 1-year-old Great Pyrenees killed a coyote, brought it to me. It's kind of weird. So it was a hell of a ruckus. It was in the dark. Like, heard it. Like, so, yeah. So we, I spent, like I said, a little time with that. Freshened up some of our mock scrapes here, which I'm not going to dive into mock scrapes, put the third part of that this week. I'm going to take a little time to put together some more info on it. We freshened up some of our stuff. So we got that. Sorry, I know there's a lull in there. I stopped to think what I wanted to say, then it just disappeared. Looking at my... You know, because I got my board here, and my vision board is what some people call it, of what we got going on. And trying to keep, I've got a bunch of stuff for DFO. Like, I want to reach out. I'm going to be putting some information out. We're looking to build, like, a pro staff, field staff. And, you know, like, we're looking for people to rep our brand. We have a little package we put together and everything. We're working on, some apparel, some camo stuff that would go in our pro staff package for the guys and gals. Then we've started working on some hunting related material stuff that I don't really want to put too much out there about yet, but some more stuff into the using, not the feeding or stuff like that. So, like, it'll get explained more later as we probably start putting some more information out. Hopefully we'll be using some of our setups this year and see how they go. It's hard to do a lot of shit when you're never home to do the shit you need to do. Like I said, this one's just me. I don't know, it kind of feels like a fucking bitch fest, and I apologize for that. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta get shit off your chest. And who better to have here than people you don't physically know, I guess. Nah, like I said, y'all reach out to us at info at Delta Lodge Outdoors through the Facebook page, through YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Delta Lodge Outdoors. Our Facebook page is Delta Lodge Outdoors. Info at Delta Lodge Outdoors. If y'all want to get more information on our pro staff set up or being a guest on our show, we'd love to hear from you, get some feedback. We're looking for people to come on and shoot the shit with us. Tell us about how their deer season went, or their hunting season, or like, it doesn't matter if it's deer, elk, like if it's waterfowl, whatever. Like, we'd like to talk hunting. So look forward to hearing from all of y'all. Julius Craig, Delta Lodge Outdoors. Like I said, reach out to us. Delta Lodge Outdoors on YouTube, Delta Lodge Outdoors on Facebook, or info at deltalodgeoutdoors.com. Thanks. Have a wonderful night. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Delta Lodge Outdoors. This is Julius Craig. We appreciate you listening to us today.